BBC News with Debbie Russ. A spokeswoman for Alexei Navalny, the seriously ill critic of President Vladimir Putin, who some think has been poisoned, says she expects he'll be flown by air ambulance to Germany on Saturday. Russian doctors, who had initially said it was impossible to move him, now say he can fly out for treatment. The Postmaster General in the United States has told a Senate committee that ballots in November's presidential election will be delivered securely and on time. But Louis DeJoy said the hundreds of sorting machines that have been removed during his tenure would not be reinstalled. The United States and the European Union have announced their first mutual trade tariff reductions in more than two decades. The deal will increase market access for hundreds of millions of dollars of US and EU exports. The head of the World Health Organization says he hopes the coronavirus crisis can be over in less than 2 years. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 took 2 years to end, but COVID-19 should be overcome more quickly. Protesters in the Iraqi province of Basra have clashed with security forces. The protesters were demanding that the governor be sacked after two activists were shot dead by unidentified gunmen in separate attacks in the last few days. The former Maltese Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, has been questioned by the police in connection with the murder of the anti-corruption journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia. The interview was prompted by a statement given to the police by Jürgen Fenech, the businessman suspected of having planned the killing. A former California police officer known as the Golden State Killer has been sentenced to life in prison for several murders and rapes committed in the 1970s and 80s. Joseph James DeAngelo confessed in June to murdering 13 people and raping dozens. BBC News.